Despite chilly temperatures and the threat of rain, students, staff, and community members gathered last night in front of Woodburn Hall on WVU's downtown campus to mourn the 11 congregants gunned down Saturday at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh during Shabbat services. Participants, some bearing homemade signs naming the victims, some that simply read love, lit flickering candles in honor of those killed and injured.
In the Jewish tradition, the candle serves to shine light onto the darkness.
Zach Levinson is a senior political science major at WVU and president of the Ror Chabad Jewish Student Center on campus. He was one of the organizers of the event and said the shooting, which happened just an hour away, really hit home.
This evening, we serve together to shine the light of love, of caring, of remembrance onto these moments of sadness and disbelief.
Levinson and other organizers said it was important to not hide, but bring the local Jewish community together to both mourn and show support for the community of Squirrel Hill. For some, the violent Saturday hit very close to home. Judy and Bob Dannenberg are members of the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. They were out of town when the shooting occurred, but told the crowd they knew many of those who were killed.
We, as the Jewish community, are mourning in Squirrel Hill right now. Having you here tonight shows solidarity. It has been the reaching out of all kinds of people, Jewish, not Jewish, Muslim, from all over the world, that have been reaching out to us. It is the strength that we all need together.
Dannenberg added that in the face of hate, it is more important than ever to hug those you love.
Spread good, spread love, spread joy, not the message of hate.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson in Morgantown.
La 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 la